Blaine is?
Yeah, he's one of those street magic guys.
Right. You know, he's an illusionist is what he calls himself. And he always does these weird, wacky outdoor events. I remember when I was on radio here in New York, we had a cover. He had buried himself in like a grave or down on the ground or like in a coffin or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we all took turns going there to like see if he dies or, you know, interview people around there to be like, what do you think? You think he's going to breathe? You know, whatever. It was stupid. But he loves to do these big, giant, like test the boundaries of his body. He encased himself in ice, if you remember, a couple of years ago. So his latest thing is called Ascension. Remember the movie Up with the balloons?
Yes.
So he's going to do that. He's going to float about 18,000 feet. That's like 3.5 miles into the sky, carried by 52 helium-filled weather balloons. Okay, that's what he's going to do. Here he is explaining what inspired it.
When I was 5 years old, my mom took me to see a movie about a boy that floats away on a bunch of balloons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That triggered dreams where I would fly over New York City and inspired my love of levitation and magic for sure. I've never forgotten that image, and now I'm going to make it a reality by holding onto a bunch of balloons and flying as high as I can possibly go.
Good.
He's going to fly up, and we've been waiting to find out when he's doing it. He's waiting to see when the weather is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, he's chosen to do it. I think he said, so there's a countdown clock. I think it's at like 30 hours from now.
So like tomorrow, the next day, Tuesday.
Yeah. So Tuesday, he's supposedly doing this depending on the weather. But I think they're assuming the weather's going to be good in New York and he's going to do this on Tuesday. So if you go to this YouTube channel called Ascension, they're going to show it live. That's the big plan.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one little issue I thought, because this is like, you know, a lot of engineering. This is really important. He could die up there. You know, it gets cold when you get up 3 miles up. Listen to who he has helping him.
Thanks to my team at YouTube, I've assembled some of the best experts in their fields, led
what?
By the elite
I'm sorry,
skydiver,
he's asked YouTube? He's gone to YouTube? He's put his life in the hands. I mean, look, I love YouTube. I'm always on it. I don't think I'd put my life in their hands. It just doesn't seem like the smartest move.
No, I learn everything I know now from YouTube. It's just the smartest people in the world. Because if I want to know anything, I look it up on YouTube. So together, they know everything.
That's actually a really good point. I forgot about that. Do you think that he went like he went to Google? He was like, okay, YouTube, weather balloons. And then he found the guy that could blow up the weather balloons.
Right.
Then the next, he was like, you know, guy who can take me up in the air.
Well, you know, people that read books all the time, that read, you know, 4 or 5 books a day, they're brilliant. They're really smart.
Yeah.
These people watch YouTube videos all day long. That's all they do is they watch how to unscrew a light bulb, how to put a nail in a car door. They know everything.
That is true. Okay, so I take it back. So going to YouTube is probably the smartest thing he could possibly do. They know more than like some scientist who's just sitting in a lab all day.
Right. They have to watch these videos because who knows, somewhere deep in a video could be boobies. And
right.
They got to make sure there's no boobies in that video. So they got to watch all the videos, all the stupid videos that we upload and you upload, all the stupid dog videos. They have to watch all that. So they're brilliant.
All right, I take it back. So this should be very good. So we'll keep you guys posted in case, because I'm here in New York where it's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll go and watch. I'll figure out where he's going to be and I'll go there.
It's got to be an illusion. It has to be.
You think he's not really going to be up there?
No, he's not up there. I mean, when he was in a block of ice, he's not in the block of ice. It was all false.
Right. Like it was like a hologram in there.
It was mirrors, cameras, whatever. He that's what he does for a living. He's not going to be real.
True.
It's going to be a dummy floating with balloons. It's not going to be him.
So here's what he's doing. He's starting in New Jersey where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to cross over to New York City. And then I think his plan is to go across the country. I think I saw that he's going to go to Arizona. So this will take him a while. It's going to be like the film Up where he's going to be working his way across the country.
He's going to go wherever the jet stream takes him. It's where he's going. He could be going out to Bermuda as far as he knows.
You mean the dummy that's going to be up there being taken by right. balloon.
And the FAA is not going to let a guy go up in balloons from New York to Arizona. It's not going to happen.
That's a good point, because he needs a flight pattern.
Right.
Yeah. What if there's planes? Yeah, that's because it's unpredictable. So, yeah, it's definitely a problem.
Yeah. So I don't believe this at all.